electron encephalosynthesizer. It isolates and amplifies alpha brainwaves, passes them through a 12-tone interpreter module, and outputs them in an audible frequency.
What was that first part again, and that middle part?
And that endy part, too.
Well, simply put, it translates your thoughts and feelings into notes and rhythm. And so, without further ado, I now present the musical stylings of my brain. A feminine brain is a treacherous minefield, Carl. Thanks for coming over to console me in my darkest hour.
Well, actually, I was hoping you'd help me with my geometry homework. Now, the triangles are the pointy ones, right?
Today was only the latest in a long line of humiliating pranks Cindy's pulled on me. If only I knew what she was thinking, I could catch her in the planning stage and... Whoa! I'll pull out the tone generator and substitute a voice synthesizer.
My fingers look like little pink plums.
If I use headphones, Cindy'll never know I'm reading her every thought. I wish I could try it tonight and see if she's got something sneaky planned for tomorrow.
Nick! I hate to bother you at home, but I'm stuck with these two dumb tickets for them. What was that band you liked again? Oops! Call waiting. Don't go anywhere!
Hi, Cindy. What you doing?
Neutron! Well, after I hang up, I'll be getting an unlisted number.
No brainwave response. Got her. Recalibrate to 3.8 gigahertz.
I hope Brainzilla isn't onto tomorrow's little surprise.
Jackpot! Yeah, I just phoned to see if you had any special plans to humiliate me tomorrow.
Oh, no! Don't tell me he's found out about the...
If you can hear me, tell me the answers to 5A through 11C. I mean, just so I know that you're okay.
Jimmy? Hello? I'm Cindy. And what are you doing in my room? Where is my room? And what happened to my puffy pink nail polish?
It's me! Let me in!
If you get garbage on my hair, I'll never forgive you! What have you got to say for yourself, or myself, or whoever you are?
Please don't put my hands on my hips! Guys, don't do that!
I'll put my hands anywhere I want to put my hands! I'll skip to the doll shop swinging my hips like this. Swingy, 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 girly, 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 girly. You idiot! Now!
Absolutely! I just need to tinker with it for a few hours.
We don't have a few hours. School starts in 20 minutes. You may have stolen my body and my clothes, but you're not ruining my perfect attendance record. Now get my butt to class!
My ankles are freezing. Why don't girls just buy pants that cover their legs?
Stop dragging my feet! Those are no shoes! Look, if we just act like each other, nobody will ever know. Look at me, everybody! I sure am smart! Admire my big, show-offy brain!
You think I spent enough hours on my hair this morning? Hey, everybody, look at my ankles! When will I get a pair of pants the right length? Who knows?
Here he goes!
Oh, this one's gonna be great!
He doesn't suspect a thing!
Oh, yeah! Today's practical joke.
Oh, so it's war, is it? Fine.
Look at me, everybody! I, Jimmy Neutron, am a blue-faced cross-eyed nose picker!
Yeah? Listen to this! Don't you dare!
How very ladylike of me!
Cindy, what happened last night? You said something about an extra concert ticket, and then the line went dead.
I wouldn't go to a concert with you if you were the last boy on Earth! That's how stuck up I am.
Nick! I mean, Nick! She doesn't mean that!
Quiet, children. Pop quiz!
I hope you enjoyed your straight A's, Neutron, because they're a thing in the past. The ant is a member of the vegetable family.
Name the planets. Farkle. Gub Gub.
I would like an explanation for these two disgraceful papers.
There's a simple explanation, Miss Fall. I, Jimmy Neutron, am a complete gabble-headed dipstick.
But not as big a dipstick as you are, Miss Fowl. And if I don't get a month's worth of detentions for that, then you're even dumber than you look.
Oh, yeah? Well, how many detentions is this worth, Miss Fowl Brett? You think you could figure this out sometime before I need to shave?
Hey! I want out of this badly dressed body just as much as you do.
Badly dressed? Do you know how long it took me to floss your big old beaver teeth last night?
And, by the way, you start tomorrow at Hank's Weenie Barn. Here's your weenie.
It's something I've wanted to do all my life, Miss Fowl.
Attention! Here's a list of all the boys in school who make me, Cindy, feel all fuzzy inside. Abraham, Mudface, Adler.
And I want more chores around the house.
Oleander.
And I want a meat log for Christmas.
Butch. Okay, maybe not Butch.
And I'd like you to sell my bed, forcing me to sleep in the crawl space under the house with the rats.
Are you sure about this, Cindy?
Yes, Cindy's mother. I'm glad the expensive outfits I used to be so foolishly proud of will now be clothing the needy.
Do we have to hide behind here?
Well, sorry, Jim, but we don't want to be seen talking to a girl.
Yeah, that's a mandatory 5 months of people pointing at you going, yeah, 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 without the possibility of parole.
I've got to reverse this effect before...
Do these shoes make me like...
Oh, no! I'm starting to think like her.
At least you're thinking.
Ooh, conflict. Gotta go.
Look, we've spent all our time sniping at each other and hardly any time finding a solution to our problem.
But I don't know how to generate enough power to affect a simultaneous brain transference. Unless I dumped both our minds into a virtual brain pod.
Dump our minds?
Yeah. While our bodies are lying useless, we get the most trustworthy people we know to sort our respective memories and abilities into the correct heads.
Don't worry, Jimmy and Cindy. I'll put your minds back in the right places.
You can't even keep the gravy inside your mashed potato volcano at lunch. You expect me to let you put my brain back?
Cindy, don't worry. I know your brain, and I won't let them put any stupid boy stuff in it.
Okay, listen up here. When our brains are uploaded, all our memories will appear on that screen. You three have to decide what belongs to who. Don't give Cindy my astounding ability to create and build pioneering technologies, okay?
Oh, yeah. Like I'd want to invent the toilet in a briefcase.
Hey, that could have been an invaluable accessory for the traveling businessman.
Carl, throw the switch and shut them up.
Look, there's Jimmy's entire memory of the third grade.
And we drag that to the Jimmy side. Supreme dislike of show-offy boys.
That's Cindy, oh yeah.
Ability to whistle. Can Cindy whistle?
I don't know.
We gave Jimmy rapturous enjoyment of mustard. Let's give Cindy whistling.
Extreme dislike of girls who dislike boys who dislike girls who dislike show-offy boys who dislike...
Too confusing! Throw that one away!
download.
Jimmy? Cindy? Are you back in your heads?
I can't see my ankles.
Oh, no! He's blind!
No, Carl. I've got my own pants back.
I warn you, Neutron, if anything at all is wrong with my brain...
You mean other than what was wrong with it before?
I'll hit you so hard in the mouth, it'll wake up your dentist. Did you, notice when our brains were floating inside that thing together, which was disgusting, by the way? One of us was imagining us walking down a country lane, holding hands, and, kissing.
Okay, I remember that. But it wasn't my brain thinking it.
Well, it sure as heck wasn't mine.
Yeah, it must have been yours,
Ms. Vortex. No, you just said you remembered it.
It was not mine.